know, church, the Lord wants to draw us in. And the reason he wants to draw us closer is because when we move forward and we come close to him, essentially what we're doing is submitting to him. And why the devil fights us so much on this, drawing close to the Lord, laying aside weights, putting things down, allowing his spirit to speak to us. The Bible says when we submit to God, we're able to resist the devil. And that's why the devil keeps us and wants to keep us from drawing closer to him. When you pull somebody in to embrace them or to grab them, you're drawing them close to you. And ultimately, they're just submitting themselves to you. They're letting you pull them in. Well, that's how the Lord works in our lives. The Holy Spirit draws us closer to God, draws us in so we're subject to him, so we can submit to him. And that's when we're able, that's when we have the strength to resist the enemy, the temptations, the deception, the getting on the wrong paths. When we submit to God, we allow him to draw us in. That place in the open arms where he fixes things, because no man can. Broken hearts are mended, bodies are healed, finances are restored, hope is rekindled, strength is renewed, faith is increased, wisdom abounds in that submission. The word of God is not a bunch of commands and statutes and laws so that we can't enjoy ourselves. It's a bunch of commands and statutes to protect us from falling into sin, from being drawn away by our own desires, enticed by our own ways. So as we just sing this for another couple minutes, allow the Lord to draw you in. Just let go. Maybe you need to come to the altar. Maybe you need to just get on your knees in your seat, whatever it is. Raise your hands if you don't do that. But just submit to him this morning. We didn't come to church just to have church, to fill a schedule, to fill time and say, oh yeah, I went to church on Sunday, and everything's the same as when I walked in the door. Nothing's changed. I'm still caught up in the things I don't want to be caught up in. I'm still being drawn away by the things that I don't want to be drawn away by. Well, here's an opportunity to leave them behind. To be drawn in. Like a Star Wars tractor beam. Drawn in. Sucked in. Pulled in. Just turn off the engines. Just allow the Lord to draw you in. That submission will bring strength. That submission will give you the power to resist. If there's some things going on in your life that you need to resist and you're having trouble, draw in this morning. Don't leave here the same way you came in, church. Never leave the house of God the same way you come in. That's on you. The word of God is preached to change your life. Prayer is prayed to change your life. Worship is sung to change your life. Don't leave the same way you came in. That's up to you this morning if you want to receive all that God has for you. The Holy Spirit wants to move in your life this morning. It's no accident you're standing in this place. whether it's your first time or you've been coming for 20 years, let him draw you in, draw you in, draw you closer. Come on, sing it. You found the place.